Blog Talk Radio.
This is Pearl with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. It's very warm out. I mean, I think it's like 80 degrees, but like muggy. So I'm not outside. But before I even tell you about the show, I have to first tell you I have one of those Dyson fans that they have, you know, without the. That doesn't have, I'm trying to see how it works. It doesn't have any blades in it. Oh, I see. I see where it's coming out from. Interesting. I don't know. I'm not sure. But anyway, so we have it on right now. It's it can go up to, I think, like 10 as far as the, if you want to call it speed. And it's on 5 right now, sitting at my desk. It's really, it's great. It's so, it's quiet. It's really nice and quiet. I'm going to have, I mean, if I, I'm going to now take my phone and put it as close to it as possible to see, like, if you can even hear it. And the breeze, that was it, whatever you heard. And it's like this clean breeze, you know what I mean? It's, wow. Oh, probably, I know they're a little expensive, but I think they're worth every penny. But I guess I'll find out when I'm doing it, like, in a distance. I'm in a room that's warm, and it's not, I'm not feeling like the, like hot air being blown at me. I do feel somewhat cool air being blown at me. The one that says Dyson Cool on it. You gotta get one of these things. I'm gonna have somebody from Dyson come on my radio show at some point to talk about this, because I like want to understand how it works. And well, I have to, I'm also need to test it out in terms of like distance. Now, I sat, let's say, I've been watching TV, and it's putting it somewhat close to me. It's a desktop thing, so it's hard to tell in terms of distant wise at this point. But I did walk, let's say, maybe, oh, I'm so bad at feet, maybe 3 feet away, I think. I'm sure it was 3 feet away to see if, like, if I was getting any air coming towards me, and I did. So I'm gonna. What I'll do is I'll test it out, like, distance-wise, to see how it can, how far it can get to in a room. Plus, also, when I get to the point where I turn on my air conditioner. At another room in the house. I have one ceiling fan in that room, and then I have a ceiling fan in the room that I really want the air conditioning. And it usually works pretty well with the both ceiling fans. So I'm going to cut this. I'll be cutting the ceiling fan in the room that I really want it, and see if, like, this is, like, enough. Anyway, you can check it out, at, of course, the Dyson Dyson.com. You can Google it, you know. That's what I always say. And you just Google something and, you know, you can get what you want. So, well, the show is, I'm supposed to be doing a show. Resorts Casino has a location in Queens that they share with the Aqueduct Raceway. And aside from the gambling and also lots of places to eat, they have entertainment as well. And there's going to be some upcoming shows that include Chubby Checker and Melbourne Moore, both going to be this month, as a matter of fact, in June. So I wanted to talk with the person who handles the entertainment to find out how it's booked, et cetera, et cetera. Not getting that person calling in. So what I'm going to do is, as much as I don't want to, I'm going to, it's not worth it. Well, the show has only gone 7 minutes. So you know what I'm going to do? I have something from Melba Moore. It's a song. Okay, let's do a Melba Moore song. Let's do that.
All right.
So, she's still singing away. I guess they're both singing away, you know. Chubby Check is still twisting his tushy off there. And there'll be other stuff coming up there. Actually, what I'm going to do... Wait a minute. Okay. That was Esther. She just popped in, my rubber chicken, popped in to say hello to everybody. Of course, if Esther says hello, then Eunice has to say hello as well. Their adopted daughter, Ellie Louise, doesn't know how to speak yet, but when she does, we'll have her on. So I'm going to quick shout. I'm going to end it now. So, until next time, I don't know if I'm doing one tomorrow. No, I might. I have an interview tomorrow, but I don't know if I'll be doing a show. Let me see what's upcoming. I think I'm trying to get a hold of some people to talk. I'm gonna do something interesting here. All right, I gotta first Google. Well, I'm gonna play something because I gotta go Google. Let's see. Did I just do that? The My God! All right, by the way, I've been watching Notting Hill, like. In the last month, I think I watched it at least 20 times. But, can you do? So I like the music, too, so let me put that on while I go.
She may be the face I can't forget, the trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the prize I have to pay. She may be the song the summer sings, maybe the chill the autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast. May turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dreams, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. Through the take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she.
I'm going to try dialing a restaurant to see if I can get somebody there.
Pronounce Lost Cajun Kitchen.
Yes, is Sharon available?
Speaking.
Oh, Sharon, hi. It's Merle Exit calling.
Well, hi. How are you?
Hey, okay,
I'll tell you
Sandra.
What. I'm just taking out some platters. The waitress and the bartender. I've got some people out there. I'm just taking a shrimp sunny and a haddock basket out. What can I do for you?
Oh, I wanted to know if you could chat with me for a little while.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can, but probably not till about 3 o'clock. I have a late lunch. I still have 4 tables and 2 people at the bar.
Okay, so what do you got there, a haddock?
Yeah, it's a haddock basket. It's we have haddock basket, and we have tips and toast going out, we have a shrimp sunny going out, and a shrimp basket going out.
Wow.
And a couple of Shirley Temples.
Okay. Okay, so what I'll do, I'll call you back at, at like 3 o'clock? Is that the...
Sure, between 3 and 3:30 should be a sure thing.
Okay. I'll talk to you
Alrighty.
Then.
Alrighty. Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, let's see if I can do this. If I... continue the show. I have to do this 45 minutes of trying to do something. I'll tell you, okay. I will just call her and then do this another time. But by the way, that was, just so you get it, Prude Homes Lost Cajun Kitchen in Columbia, Pennsylvania, and that was Sharon Prudhomme, who we just got to speak to for just a few minutes there, and so I'll call her later about this. I did a tasting over at that up there, so we're going to chat about the food, okay, but I'll call her later, and let's see what we can do. Anyway, so I'm going to end the show right now. No, wait a minute. Who do I have here? Is that what I have? She forgot the... I think they forgot to hang up there. Huh? She's got the phone there. Oh, okay. No, I guess she could be, if she picks up, if she listens in, I guess she's going to be hearing that I just had her on the radio. Okay. That's okay. She didn't say anything bad. So, as I said, I'm going to end the show right now. Let's just see what happens if I click on it. I don't hear anything. She probably, okay. That's what they did. She hung up, but didn't really hang up. Okay, so, okay, until the next time, where's my, I'm not going to do the brownie thing, only because I'm, I'll tell you what the next thing I'm about to do is all Geika Khan, going to be talking about sake. I had gone out there to Geika Khan's place. Yes, I think I'm very tired. They're out in Folsom, California, because of the water there. So they make it's the domestic sake, and I was out there, and I did try that. They also do have imported, but I tasted the domestic sake, and it's really, really fabulous. I think it's spelled G-E-I-K-A-K-A-N, I think. It's something like that. So I'm going to be talking about this because to how sake is made and, you know, why the whole thing about the domestic is so delicious. So, okay. So until then, have a great day or whatever. I'm looking for the thing that says music introduction, and that's how I end the show. Ah, there it is. All right, goodbye, everybody.